Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and I'm so happy that you're here so we can all share together and the blessings of the Lord. Amen. This is a very interesting time in which we live. We have more going on, I do believe, worldwide than I can ever remember before. It used to be that the newscaster would have a few major events to announce on the evening news and some anecdotal stories in between. But it's not that way now. Since we moved into the era of having worldwide news, we seem to know everybody's business all around the world, which has its pluses and its minuses. And we have so much news that we're bombarded to the point that we don't have time to stop and analyze what's really going on. So it is my hope that you'll take a little time, just a little, to sit back and allow yourself to relax and calm down after all of the disruptive information that's thrown at you continually. And you will allow the Holy Spirit to take the puzzle pieces and put them together so that you see the big picture. Amen? That's what I'm trying to get to. There's so many puzzle pieces to this big picture that sometimes it doesn't appear that we can quite fit them all to make a serious scene that we can say, okay, this is what is happening. This is what is going on. I understand that. So what I'm saying to you is that I hope that you get the opportunity to do that, to sit back and relax and allow the Holy Spirit to take the puzzle pieces that you have and assemble them in such a manner that you begin to clearly see the big picture that is going on all over the world. Amen? Amen. I pray that everybody gets to do this because it's important as we move forward in spiritual things and as we move forward in natural things, we need to have a sense of balance, a firm foundation in the Word of God and in our relationship with our God, and we need to be able to draw on His perspective of national and world events. Why? Because these things are shaping our lives. They really are. You say, well, what they're doing way over there in Israel doesn't have anything to do with what I'm doing right here where I am. Oh, yes, it does. You just have not had the time to sit back and allow the Holy Spirit to show you how they're connected. That's what it really is. I remember encouraging you not too long ago to do what we used to do. Remembering all those stories on the Waltons when they came on TV at the end of the day, somebody would be sitting on the porch, on the swing porch, on the front porch, and they'd just be sitting there meditating about what's really happening and what's really going on until they came to some sort of conclusion. Well, I'm going to ask you to do it again. I'm asking you to find some time to sit still, not necessarily doing anything. You might be trying to put a little water on a plant or two so it doesn't fade out on you. And allow the Holy Spirit to take your puzzle pieces and arrange them in such a way that you begin to see the big picture going on, how it affects the body of Christ, how it affects the world, and how it affects your personal life. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. It's important to do that from time to time, or else you become lost in a sea of information that just takes you down a riverbed somewhere, and you don't exactly feel comfortable about where you're going. Amen? So if you allow God to put it in perspective for you, you do a lot better. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad we have the opportunity to be together once again so that the Lord can speak to us and tell us what he wants us to know. I know that some of you have wondered maybe a while back, well, what's the point of all these adjudications we give Jesus Christ? Why we have to do that? Well, he's moving in the world as the righteous judge right now. That's one of the main things God is doing. He's moving through the world judging. And there are things that maybe we don't think are so important, but he thinks they are. And he's acting on the adjudications that we present to him. For the longest, we've been asking him to uncover everything they're doing. Wake up the sleeping giant. Uncover what they're doing. Show us what they're doing, Lord. And when he does, we offer it to him for him to judge the situation and do about it what he wants done. An important role to play. You see, God can't necessarily ask everybody to do that. But he has trained us to the point that we can. So I want us to take that part of our ministry very seriously because it's a part of our ministry that all of us do together. Yes, I do have a serious portion of it, but all of us do it together. One of us can put 1,000 to flight, but 2 of us, 10 of us, 20 of us, far more of us can do far more. We're a part of God's military. We're part of his militia. We don't look like it if you just look at us in the natural, but Satan doesn't look at us that way. He looks at how God is using us. We need to take it quite seriously because it matters. It makes a difference in the world. It makes a difference in the world. If you remember, long time ago, we presented to the Lord what was happening with the Dutch farmers, that the government was coming in, taking their farmland, taking their machinery, and doing all sorts of evil. Well, some of them have gotten some of their equipment and farmland back since that time. But you see, saints, somebody has to do this part of it so that God continues to do the other parts that he wants to do. And you say, well, why didn't he just up and do? No. That's not the way he does that. That's not the way. We are participants in this kingdom, and we have to do our part. We're partakers of his blessings. We're participants, sons and daughters. We have to do our part of the family work. You know, on the family farm, everybody had their chores to do. And everybody had their part. And when everybody did their part together, things work out. So there are people that are assigned to do certain things in life. And God has put the gifting in them to do it. And this is the part that he wants us to do. He's assembled us together. He's brought us under the umbrella of his word. He's teaching us. He's training us. He's teaching us how to fight the devil and to appreciate the outcomes and the value of the work that we're doing in the kingdom of God. And he's sending us out to witness to people. You see, it would be so easy for God to sit on his throne, to sit on the circle of the earth and just do everything himself, but he doesn't want it that way. He wants us to be a part of what he's doing. He wants us to become more like him so we participate more fully in the work of the kingdom of God. We are valuable in God's kingdom. There are other people with their assignment, and they're busy doing their part. Well, I don't see them. They don't see you either. They don't see you either, but everybody is doing their part. Whatever their part and their assignment is, most people that aren't sitting on their you-know-what are doing their part. Amen. So, let's get going with what God has for us tonight. I think after the message tonight, maybe we'll understand a little better why we do what we do. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for this assembly of believers, true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, your sons and daughters, coming before the throne of grace, that we might receive mercy and help and more grace for our time of need. We want to thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings and miracles that are happening in this ministry, just in this ministry, and all over the world by the move of your Spirit. We want to thank you, Lord. We lift up Tiffany to you, Father, and we ask you to do what no other power can do. We lift her up to you, Lord, and we ask you to help those that are in authority do what they can do to help her body. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her with divine health and healing and to encourage her and give her strength and power and energy to press forward. Thank you, Lord, for healing what needs to be healed, for getting all of the probiotics and the prebiotics and whatever else is needed in line. Thank you, Lord, that this is the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be in your army, walking arm in arm with our armor on, listening to our Lord, obeying his commands, being led by the Holy Spirit, accomplishing the will of God in the earth. It's what we do. It's who we are. It's what we do. Others may have a different responsibility, but we are grateful for having assigned us this responsibility. We take it seriously, and we honor you with it. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Welcome. I said that a little while ago. Welcome to all of our listeners, especially the new ones. Amen. Our webpage that we're inviting you to can be found on the internet at miracleinternetchurch.com. Whether you're on a computer, on a tablet, on a laptop, or on a cell phone, if you're on a cell phone, you use your browser to find miracleinternetchurch.com, and the same if you're on a computer. Once the page comes up, if you're on a computer or a tablet, across the banner you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link. When you do, the page will change. Click Guest. Sign in using one of the names of your own, your name, not somebody else's name, that's on your birth certificate. Just one. One will do. And your message for the saints. And then the saints will respond to you in the chat room. If you're on a cell phone, after you brought up the page using your browser at miracleinternetchurch.com, across the top, you'll see three white lines against a black background. Click the three white lines. And then all the other links will open up to you, and you will see MIC Radio Chat Room. You may click that link and sign in as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm so happy that the Lord is addressing the issues of the saints in this ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we seek his face together, he hears and he answers our prayers. That's important. And he's teaching us about all the different ways that our prayers may be hindered. So we want to thank him for what he is doing. Good. Excuse me. We want to thank him. Then you need to get some rest as you listen. And so we want to thank him for his goodness to us. You know, some of us have come a long way with the Lord from where we started. Seriously. Amen. A long way. And it's important for us to keep going because we're not at the end yet. We're just on our way. I want to say congratulations to those who have a praise report. Congratulations in the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Now, for those of you who don't know, Miracle Internet Church is a Christian, non-denominational, Protestant, international church based in the love of God. And we invite you on behalf of the kingdom of God and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ, to join us and to receive the bounty of his word. Amen. Amen. We exclusively use the King James Version of the Bible, and we encourage you to do also. Amen. So now let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Congratulations. There have been persons, I'll just mention one, John Bunyan, who had this conviction that he could not be forgiven, that he could not be forgiven. Finally, he realized that he had been forgiven already, and when he did, he became a new person and went on to help free many, many more people. He was a Christian a long time ago. So tonight, Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus Christ, the righteous one, who is our personal advocate when we sin. He is the atoning sacrifice for all of our sins. Hallelujah. What a Savior he is. We confess all of our sins to you now, Father, and we receive your forgiveness as you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Through your grace, Lord, you have granted repentance to our heart and have turned, and we have turned from our sins. Now, we are determined to follow you and your ways at all times. Thank you for your word, Father. With your help, we will take heed to your word because we know this will keep us from sin. With our whole heart, we will seek you. Please don't let us wander from your commandments. We will diligently hide your word in our heart so that we will not sin against you. How we praise you, Lord, for the understanding that guilt no longer has any right to have dominion in our lives. We will trust in your mercy forever. You have set us free from guilt and condemnation because you love us. The sacrifice of Jesus for our sins has completely cleansed us, and now it is as if we had never sinned. Thank you for imputing your righteousness to us, sending Jesus, who knew no sin, but willingly became sin for us so that we could become righteous in you. Unto you, O Lord, we lift up our soul, for you are good, and you are always ready to forgive your children. You are plenteous in mercy unto all who call upon you. Thank you for forgiving us of our iniquities and for remembering them no more. Lord, you have removed our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. You have buried all our sins in the depth of the deepest sea. Help us to be like you by never remembering our sins anymore. By faith, Lord, we declare that we are forgiven and we are restored. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. He is so good, and we are so grateful. He is so good, and we are so grateful. He is so very good to us, and we are so grateful. Amen. Because to tell you the truth, all of us have done at least one dastardly thing. Amen. And to think, Jesus had to die for whatever it was. You don't have to tell us. Everybody's got their own dastardly thing. But he had to give his life for whatever it is we've done. And he did it willingly. Yes, he did. Everybody's dastardly is embarrassing. Amen. Everybody. Nobody wants to talk about that. Thank you, Jesus. It's over. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you so very much. I thank him every day for this. I hope you do too. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the armor of God. You gave us armor. And so we are presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. Thank you, Lord. We're going to wear, we're wearing this, your spirit of truth around our loins. We're wearing the breastplate of righteousness and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're taking up the shield of faith so that we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We're wearing the helmet of salvation, and we're taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. According to the word, the glory of the Lord is our rear guard. You put a hedge around us. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. We're the head and not the tail, and no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Thank you, Lord. We're thanking you, Lord, that no unwholesome words will proceed from our mouth. Thank you, Lord, that we are covered, and in the name of Jesus, according to your word, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, and that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your work in us, that you supplied all of our need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord, so we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Down all of those wicked imaginations and every evil thought, and bring all of it into captivity to the name of Jesus Christ, to the obedience of Jesus Christ. So we cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because we know that you care for us. We thank you, Lord, that you never forget about us. We are always on your mind. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, decisions, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and their wicked powers in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places in Jesus' name. We release of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, listeners, peeps, whispers, familiar, electronic, digital, technology demons, and their attacks. Thank you, Lord, for that. We bind all Leviathan spirits, brainwashing Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence spirits, smart dust spirits, amen, drone spirits, and all of their attacks, sing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger, the charmer, and the seducer and their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, mystic rituals and their intent. We bind the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all ringing in the ears. We bind all sonic and audio weapons in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, 5G and components, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, the work of every druid, all microwave attacks, pulse weapons and their attacks, targeted radio frequency, force feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crimes, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits, which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy microwave weapons, binding all vibrations, which are demons, binding electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We take authority, dominion, and power over every attack against the members of Miracle Internet Church, and we bind it in the name of Jesus. We release it back from whence it originated in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We know, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that is risen against us in judgment, we condemn in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, 5G, and components, everything, all weaponry coming against human beings on the earth from outer space, from any other galaxy, from any other orbit, from any planet or any star or any station on a planet, in the name of Jesus, from any satellite or any satellite system or any man-made devices that have been placed into outer space to monitor, to surveil, or to attack us in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the transmissions that come to the cellular towers and to our cell phones and other electronic devices and other receptors here on planet Earth in Jesus' name. We bind all wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, indigenous groups, groups we have not discovered. Ruka de NGOs, pagan groups, humanistic groups, heathen groups, every grouping that works against the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your finances in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your methodology and your procedures and your techniques in the name of Jesus Christ. We send you bound into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Away from you, your power of influence in the earth, in the community, with humans, in Jesus' name. We sever the communications between the demons in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up their communications. We scramble their communications in the name of Jesus. We deafen the demons against our conversations here on this broadcast in Jesus' name. We take away their ability to tune in and to listen and to attack in the name of Jesus Christ. We send their attacks back against them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack that they have planned for us, we give it back to them now that it can do to them what they intended to do to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you the praise, Father. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. We bind all Morgellons attacks and we return every attack to the sender. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind Caribbean, Jamaican, and Latin American black and white magic in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bind Haitian magic in the name of Jesus Christ. Haitian witchcraft, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity, low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents. And we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect. We bind all satanic ritual abuse, devils, satanic worship, witchcraft dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own web. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human logic. Amen. Demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. I guess we ought to say AI too. Technological reasoning. Praise the Lord. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, monitor, track, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We plead the merits of the shed blood of Jesus over all of our members that are having to work tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus fighting for them. We bind the bondage of generations of fools, the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, and gluttony, and false flags in the name of Jesus. We return to sender according to the covenant. All in every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us. Astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person or unrighteous event left behind, binding the inordinate use of conjugal rights, returning to sender all witchcraft attacks through channeling and the satellites against the website, the broadcast, and the app, binding all abortions as a magical ritual in Jesus' name, returning to sender all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, jujus, hexes, vexes, occult activity and witchcraft in Jesus' name, returning all tribal warfare against us in the name of Jesus Christ, especially proceeding from all witch doctors and shamans in the name of Jesus Christ and all Obeda men, returning to sender all Chaldean witchcraft, no matter who it comes from, where it came from, how it got there, returning it to sender according to the covenant in Jesus' name. Binding all covens, cults, conclaves, and cabals in the name of Jesus, especially those that come under the umbrella of the Illuminati or the globalists in Jesus' holy name. Sending your wickedness back upon your own head in the name of Jesus Christ according to the covenant. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you that our God is good to us. We're binding and returning to sender all Spanish witchcraft in Jesus' name, breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ, binding superficial religious acts and every act of sexual sin, binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic, and folk magic spells. Binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked works upon them, magical language, magic signs, magical patterns, even numbering, binding synchrony, binding and caging Poseidon and stripping him and all other underwater demons of their crowns, their thrones, and their powers, and transferring it back to Jesus Christ, binding all conjurations and summoning of demons, binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writings, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic in Jesus' name by divining practices, by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, magic spells, and potions, binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception in Jesus' name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe, fantasy, fables, enchantments, false religions, la-la land, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors and the spirit and the children of disobedience. We're binding martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversion, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness and send you into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all sacrifices and witchcraft done by the queens of the coast in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, idle mind, unfocused mind, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Baselike, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, Isis, and on, and all false deities, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet, and his 72. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness and send you to the cage, to the feet of Jesus to be judged. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, vow, pledge, and pact, and prayer. We bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, Freemasonry, their charters, the rituals of every secret society, and those of the affiliated organizations in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, work of errors, foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled and misleading others. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head. According to the scriptures, we bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassment, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief. And we ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We bind all electromagnetic energy pollution, binding and returning to sender, all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding the unreality of the Hallmark and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows, and binding the pathways to the sins to the mind, in Jesus' name. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over every demon that was followed us, was hitchhiking, was sent to us, transferred to us. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send them right back where they came from to do their assignment where they came from in Jesus' name. We command you to leave us now and never return in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We take authority, dominion, and power over spirits coming through the computer, through the web pages, through computer lines, through our phones, through our electronic devices, and we return them and any curses from whence they came. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and elsewhere. We pray for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are persecuted, being persecuted, or imprisoned, and the January 6th prisoners. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We cover our mode of transportation, even if it's tennis shoes, and our methodology of travel, our method of travel, in the blood of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over animals, objects, demons, whatever may be in our way, Father, so that our path is not obstructed in Jesus' name. We thank you that you have dispatched angels ahead of us to protect us, and your word has covered us. Thank you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus. We take authority over demons of the day and night, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams. And we command them to stay away. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you for your warrior angels protecting us and our property and our lives as we rest and recover throughout the day and night. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels. We thank you for the praising angels. But most of all, Father, we love and appreciate your presence in our midst. Where two or more of us are joined together in your name, there you are in the midst. And all the married couples need to remember that. Amen. Praise the Lord. We pull out. Yes, we do. We pull out every voodoo pin in the name of Jesus and send it hurling back where it came from. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, anything sent to us from the demonic realm. And we send it back now. Thank you, Lord. We bind the devils in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We close and seal every open door to the demons, that especially those that were opened by our ancestors. Thank you, Lord. We destroy ungodly silver cords and ley lines and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all of the forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We tear down and destroy walls of protection around shamans, globalists, nanotechnology, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, divinators, and liars in the name of Jesus. We destroy the powers of their charms, love spells, vexes and hexes, fetishes, psychic prayers and thoughts, bewitchments, potions, witchcraft, death spirits, torment, pain, sickness, and destruction, magic, psychic power and psychic warfare, prayer chains, evil prayer chains, incense and candle burnings, incantations, chantings, ungodly blessings, root works, crystals, hoodoo, and tribal rituals and sin and all else, candles and all, and ceremony, where curses are released on Christians. In Jesus' name, we want to thank you, Lord, for your protection. We want to thank you for your army. With the blood of Jesus, we erase from ourselves any lines on any part of our body, soul, will, and emotions. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you protect us day and night. There is no time that we aren't protected. Amen? Amen. We return to sender spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery, witchcraft, death. All the death spirits that have been sent to us, we return them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We send back spirits of blindness, spirits of bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate. We thank you, Lord, for the liberty that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord, and we loose upon the saints the love of God that's found in Christ Jesus our Lord. And everybody said, I receive that, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, our featured proverb for this evening's worship service is Proverbs 14. Proverbs 14. And our verses for meditation come from the book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning with verse 16. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning with verse 16. It's actually verse 16 and 17. Our featured ebook is Second Coming of Christ, My Redeemer Lives. And he does. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So tonight, we're going to talk about a special case. A special case. So, saints, we should all learn the valuable lessons which Scripture teaches us. And yes, there are many, many, many lessons to learn. Tonight's lesson concerns hindrances to receiving answers to prayer where there is a satanic hindrance. That's right. Sometimes it's a satanic hindrance. By satanic, I mean that demons are on assignment to hinder and thwart our progress in the matters of God's kingdom. That's right. Demons are assigned to get in our way. Saints, this is a special case that we're going to talk about tonight, not just an ordinary one. It's a special case. And I want you to remember that. Amen? I want you to remember that. It's a special case. But God recorded it in Scripture so that we would know and understand that the devil works against the plans of God and the assignments and plans of the body of Christ. But God has an answer to the devil's work. And we need to understand that. Amen. So, we're going to begin by going to the book of Daniel. And we're going to visit Daniel in Daniel chapter 10. Amen. We're going to visit with Daniel in Daniel chapter 10. Amen. Daniel chapter 10. Amen. Let me see if I can get back to the beginning. Daniel, the book of Daniel. If you're new, it comes right after Ezekiel and just before Hosea in the Old Testament. Use the table of contents. It's faster. Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10. I'm going to begin reading. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. Verse 2, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread. Neither came flesh nor wine in excuse me, in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. So, saints, what we're being told is that God revealed something to Daniel. He got Daniel's attention through a dream. And Daniel was perplexed about this matter. Now, while I'm on this subject, I want to remind you that this ministry has a protocol for dreams and visions and what to do when you have a dream of any sort or a vision of any sort. We have a specific protocol that is to be followed as it is written. That means that you do not need to interpret the instructions. You just need to do exactly what is printed. You do not have the privilege of making assumptions and determinations of your own thinking. You simply follow the instructions and get the results. Amen? You simply follow the instructions and you get the results. And Brother Bill has been kind enough to post it in the chat room for you. Amen. So you need to make sure that you have it and that it is a part of your Bible. Your Bible has a cover. It needs to be a part of the cover of your Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. We do not use dream books of any type for any reason under any circumstance. Praise Daniel. See, Daniel was a high-ranking official in this kingdom. And so for 3 full weeks, he was seeking the Lord. He tells us clearly what his fast was. He tells us clearly what his fast was, that he didn't eat any pleasant bread. He didn't eat any meat. He didn't have any wine. He didn't anoint himself for the whole 3 weeks on the intent that he went into the fast for. He was focused and disciplined. He wasn't distracted here, there, and everywhere. He was waiting for the response of Almighty God. Amen. Now, verse 4, and in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Ufaz. His body, verse 6, also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like a color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption. And I retained no strength, he said. So, we're going to talk about this a little bit. So, in this chapter, in the book of Daniel, there is mention of an entity, the Prince of Persia. That's what he is called. And this prince of Persia is a reference to an evil spiritual entity that wielded authority over the ancient kingdom of Persia. Today, it is known as Iran. You've heard of Iran before, haven't you? Amen. That's what we're talking about here. And so the prophet Daniel had received a troubling vision concerning a great war. So he went into a three-week period of mourning, fasting, and prayer. In response to Daniel's prayer, God sent a heavenly messenger to explain the vision. However, it required a battle. Yes, it was a battle. There's a battle going on. This battle was between God's messenger and the satanic princes of Persia, who had captured him. And from giving the details of this vision of wars, this vision of wars to Daniel. So right now, put your finger in Daniel chapter 10, and we're going to visit Revelation chapter 1. We're going to visit Revelation chapter 1, and we're going to start with verse 10. We're going to start with verse 10 because we're going to do a comparison here. We're going to start with verse 10. Revelation chapter 1, that's the last book in the Bible. It's easy to find. Chapter 1, beginning with verse 10. I was in the Spirit of God. I wasn't in the flesh. I was in the Spirit of God on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Now, in Revelation chapter 1, this is a situation that happened to the Apostle John. They exiled him on the Isle of Patmos. They were trying to get rid of him, okay? And they couldn't figure out what else they could do to him. So they exiled him on the Isle of Patmos, wanting him to die, really. So he had an encounter on the Lord's day. That means the Christian day of worship. That's which day it was. That's why he's telling us that. And the Lord, our King of Kings, introduced himself differently by saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And John says, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks was one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were like wool, white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. And I want you to highlight this part. And out of his mouth, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. We know about that sword, don't we? It's supposed to come out of our mouths, too. 17, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death, amen. So now let's go back to Daniel 10. Daniel 10. Amen. And in verse 5 and verse 6, we see a very similar description of the same person. We see a very similar. Verse 5, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Euphrates. His body also was like the beryl. That's the stone that has a very beautiful color. And his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. So now, if you happen to have one of those pictures from who knows where, where supposedly Jesus is standing outside knocking on the door and he looks like he's emaciated and needs geritol, you may throw that away because that's not how he looks. He looks like this. Amen? You've been to Revelation chapter 1. You saw his description. Now you're back at Daniel 10 and you see him again. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So for all who did not know, now you know. For all who did not know, now you know. Praise God. Amen. Now, so what we need to see is that in special cases, there is tremendous satanic warfare to hinder the reception to the answers to our prayers. What we should come to know and understand is that God's messenger to Daniel was delayed for those same 3 weeks. And verse 2, it tells us that Daniel was mourning and fasting for 3 weeks. Well, the messenger was delayed for those same 3 weeks. So Daniel's fasting had direct power and influence. It released power against that entity, that satanic entity that was holding up the angel who was the messenger. So Daniel's prayers and fasting release power in the supernatural realm. And that power affected what happened on earth. You need to see that, and you need to see that clearly. Daniel's fasting and prayer wasn't just to see if he could get his stomach to growl. It released power. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It makes much power available. You see, Daniel and his fasting was a part of his answer. It was a necessary and needed part of spiritual warfare. Amen? Amen. So Daniel's fasting was a vital part of the spiritual warfare to receive the answers that Daniel had requested of the Lord. As saints of God, we need to recognize that we will not succeed in spiritual warfare without fasting. Some of us allow our flesh to dictate to us what we do and what we don't do. But as we have studied in the Word of God, that is sin. Amen. And so we have learned that any kind of sin will hinder the answers to our prayers. Amen. Let me say that again. As saints of God, we need to recognize that we will not succeed in spiritual warfare without fasting. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 13, we're given an explanation. I'm going to start at verse 10. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel. For from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to what? Chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy word. But, verse 13, the prince of the kingdom of Persia, the satanic prince of the kingdom of Persia, now called Iran, withstood me 21 days. Now that's a battle thing. 21 days, same battle, no let up. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. All right. Now, we need to understand a few things. Amen. So we have been given an explanation of what was going on. Later, the angel speaking to Daniel predicts further fighting when he says, soon I will return to fight the prince of Persia. So from this passage, we come to realize and understand that the prince of Persia is a fallen angel who had authority over the physical kingdom of Persia. In this chapter, The prophet Daniel is praying about the future of his people and their exile in Persia. A heavenly angel is dispatched with the answer. But a demonic prince of Persia obstructs the message. This action would make sense, as the divine answer involved the overthrow of the Persian Empire. That's the level of importance the vision, the prayers, the fasting, and the answer involved. This was not about, can you find my dog? A heavenly angel is dispatched with the answer. But a demonic prince of Persia obstructs the messenger. This action makes sense because the divine answer involves the overthrow of the Persian Empire. That was a huge empire. It was a worldwide empire. The heavenly angelic messenger finally gets some help from the Archangel Michael. The angelic messenger states that he will face even more spiritual warfare, returning to fight the satanic prince of Persia. After that, he will face another spiritual enemy. Another spiritual enemy? Yes, further along in the chapter it talks about that. He's going to face another one, the prince of Greece. We know from history, and it is prophesied by Daniel, that Greece would be the next world power after Persia, and that Greece would dominate Israel for a time. So, what we do on earth has impact in the spiritual realm in the heavenly. We're not just fasting every month to see if we know how to fast. That's not it. We place before the Lord, before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, before the great I Am, request for the righteous judge to make a judgment, a ruling, an adjudication on situations that are going on the earth. Come of our importunity. Importunity? Yes. Importunity. It means we keep coming to the Lord. We just keep coming. We keep coming and we keep coming and we don't give up and we don't back down and we don't run away. And we keep fasting, and we keep praying, and we keep praising, and we keep changing, and we keep growing with God. Because of our importunity, we don't give up. We're getting answer after answer after answer after answer, and miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. Do you understand? Do you understand how significant what we do really is? Do you understand? It's important for you to understand. Amen? It's important to understand. You have to have persistence. You have to have determination. You can't quit, you can't give up, and you can't stop. Remember when Aaron and Hur were holding up Moses' hand as the battle was going on? As long as Aaron and Hur held up Moses' hand, Israel was winning. whenever his hands drew, the other group was winning. What we do matters in the heavenly. Amen? It's not just something to do. Praise the Lord. It makes a difference in the eternal outcome. Amen. Praise God. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. So, we want to remember, and we want to keep this in mind, how important. See, we're in the end time. It's becoming more and more significant as we go along. We're in the end times. Nobody else is going to come along and do this for us. Oh, if we don't do it, the next generation will. Have you seen the next generation? In this passage, three spiritual entities are mentioned in relation to three earthly nations. The satanic princes of Persia and of Greece, and also the prince of Israel, the archangel Michael. We are reminded that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, the dark powers of the world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. This battle is real. This battle is real. It's not imaginary. It's real. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 11, reminds us of how crucial this really is. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That's what these were. They were princes. They were principalities. Against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's important what we do. It's important how we do it. This battle is not imaginary. They do on the video games. It's not the movies. This is the real deal. This isn't Star Trek or whatever else came afterwards. This is the real deal. So, saints, we should understand that as events play out on earth, there is corresponding activity in the spiritual realm. You're seeing all this tumultuous activity going on all over the globe. But there's a lot more activity going on in the spiritual realm. Whether or not this spiritual prince of Persia's fate was tied to that of the physical Persian Empire is but not fully known to us at this time. We do know that if his job was to keep the Persian Empire in a place of dominance over the nation of Israel, he failed. Amen. Think about that. Let it sink in. We do know that if his job was to keep the Persian Empire in a place of dominance over the nation of Israel, he failed. It is interesting to note that Iran, as we know it, is actually modern Persia. The leaders of Iran still want to dominate or obliterate the nation of Israel. As a Shiite Muslim nation, Iran persecutes Christian believers as well. Wow. Mm-hmm. And they live here too. They're not just over in Iran. They're here with the same attitudes, the same mindset, and they brought their demons with them. Yes. There are cities where there are clusters of Shiite Muslims and other groups of Muslims, and they want Sharia law to be in the United States. But we already have a system of law, and we will not receive theirs. As we know, saints, as with all of Satan's minions, their time is limited. Satan can only go as far as God will allow in accomplishing God's will. So now, I want you to reevaluate. I want you to reevaluate how you've been looking at fasting and prayer, how you've been considering it, what you thought of it, how you feel about it, in light of what the scriptures have explained to us tonight. You see, it's a lot more to it than probably what you've ever thought before. Amen? There's a lot more to it. And so we have to adjust our mindset and our attitudes to line up with the Word of God. We have to align our thoughts and our attitudes with the Word of God, with the description that God gives us. Why? Because without receiving God's point of view, we're not going to see what he's trying to show us. That's why I said to you at the beginning that you need to spend some time sitting back and allowing the Lord to put the puzzle pieces in order so that you can see the big picture. You've been looking at certain situations a certain way. But if you've got the puzzle piece turned upside down or sideways, you don't get the full picture. If it's in the wrong place, you don't get the right picture. You need to let God put your puzzle pieces in right order so that you can see the big picture and how what is going on all over the world not only affects everyone on the planet, but you as well. You need to understand the powerful significance of what you're doing and what this ministry is doing that you're a part of. Some people don't have the right attitude, and so the blessing is going to avoid them. Why? Because they sent it away with their attitude. They sent the blessing away from them with their attitude. Remember, not too long ago, God told us on a Sunday morning he was looking for new attitudes. Amen? He wants new attitudes. In fact, I read you part of the lyrics. It said, I've tidied up my point of view. I have a new attitude. And God wants a new attitude from us when it comes to our fasting and prayer that we do together as a ministry before him and presenting all the adjudications and prayers that we present. I'm going to say something else. There are some of us that are either so proud or have a lack of knowledge that you do not understand the full force and effect of agreement because you no longer put your prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Some walk in pride. They don't want anybody to know their business. Well, there are no secrets on this planet. They don't want anybody to know anything about any of their business. So they struggle a lot longer and a lot harder than they have to. But they chose that end. Some just don't understand the full impact of agreement by the body of Christ. They just don't get it. But you need to get it. You need to get it. You need to make it your business. Go to God in your prayer closet and ask him to help you to get it. You know, it's one thing to try to build a barn by yourself. It's another thing if the entire community comes together to help you. It's kind of like that. You see, some of you want to hide behind, let's see, what do we call this, Holy Spirit? Okay. All right. You want to hide behind this facade of, see, I have my life perfectly together as a Christian. And no, that is not the case in anybody's life. Everybody has places that God is working with you. At least I hope you do. You need the agreement of your brothers and sisters in Christ. Some of you are trying to press into a healing, trying to get a breakthrough with healing. And some of you, you're trying to get a breakthrough in other areas of your life. You need our agreement. Don't be so cute. Some of you just don't want anybody to know anything. Well, okay. But you're not going to get the breakthrough you could get if you'd humble yourself and put your prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Put mine there. I've set the example for you. Amen. Some of you have wizards and hold coven on your case and on your back. Well, yes, there are some things that you can't put up there the way they are, but you can list them in a different way. Some of you have written me at gproom@outlook.com and said, Pastor, I can't put this in there. And you had a legitimate reason. And I came in agreement with you, but I also went into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, and I listed it in a way that it was actually listed for you to get the agreement without putting everybody else's business. You need the agreement of the body of Christ. You need their power in prayer. But you're neglecting it either out of ignorance or out of pride, and maybe even both. Now, you decide if you really want that breakthrough or you're just going to work yourself and work yourself and work yourself. God has given you prayer support. as you could see in the example, the angelic messenger that had supernatural power needed supernatural help. What makes you think you don't need it? What gave you that idea? Michael, the archangel, come and help out. Why? Because the messenger couldn't get through. If in that realm, or since in that realm, assistance and help is required, what makes you think you don't need it? Well, you do. So God would like to see some of us humble ourselves. Amen. You know, we ask you up there to leave it to five lines, so that means you can't list every single thing in your life. However, you can get to the point real quick. God knows what the prayer request is about. And what we do is, in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, we come into agreement with what God decides about your situation, about his answers, his interventions, and his solutions for you, and the scriptures that you list that have to do with your prayer request. This is not a home prayer meeting prayer room. We are different. We are distinctly different by God's design. When you enter the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, you are not to address the saints. You are to address Almighty God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you list whatever you have to say. And then you add a few scriptures to go along with it. What do the saints do? The saints come into agreement with the decisions that God makes about your prayer request, and it come into agreement with the scriptures that you listed. And what happens? You get answers and solutions and intervention. Amen? That's how it works. So, yes, there are some circumstances where things are too personal to list there. You know you have a pastor. Did you know that? And she can be reached at gproom@outlook.com. There is a way. Amen? So let's not sit back and live without answers and solutions that we could have because we are either walking in ignorance or living in pride. Amen. 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 God wants us to think about this and to meditate on it and to understand what he's teaching us tonight. You know, some of us, well, I've heard, can't relate to people on the internet, you know, that they've never met in person. Well, you've never met Jesus Christ in person. How are you relating to him? Amen? You've never shook his hand. Amen? You're relating to him. How about it? So now, some of us need to grow up. That's really what it is. Some of us need to grow up and get a new attitude and a new point of view about spiritual warfare, about the body of Christ, and about the treasure that God has given us and allows us to participate in this ministry. We are not like other ministries and churches, and you know it without me explaining that. We are distinct and different by divine design. Amen? Treasure the gift and the blessing that you have received. Treasure the blessing and the gift that you have received, and don't take it for granted. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this message tonight. It's an eye-opening message. It's an eye-opening message. Some of us have heard sermons about this topic, but it didn't come this way. We want to thank you for helping us to see, for giving us a panoramic view, for pulling back the shades and the curtains so we can understand what you're saying to us. We want to live right before you. We want to please you, Lord. And yes, we want to receive our reward when we get to heaven. But we've got to please you down here first. We have to obey you down here first. We have to have a right heart attitude. We have to transform and change. We have to turn from our own wicked ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping us as we continue to seek you and to be transparent and truthful with you so that we can be just like Jesus. We want to be just like Jesus. We may have a lot of growing to do, but we want to be just like Jesus. And we want to be able to leave the earth realm when the Holy Spirit takes the church out of the earth. We don't want to get stuck down here with the Antichrist and all that ugly stuff he's going to do. We want to be able to leave when the Holy Spirit takes us out. So, Lord, help us. Have mercy upon us and help us. And we thank you, Lord, for your grace, your love, and your power, for the victories in spiritual warfare that we are experiencing because we didn't back up, we didn't run away, we stuck with it. You say to us that if we put our hands to the plow and we turn back, we are not worthy of you. Thank you, Lord, that you've entrusted us with what's important to you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So, God wants us to understand how powerful it is when we open our mouth and we release out of our mouth the sword of the Spirit. You see, when Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted of the devil, he opened his mouth. Remember I told you I wanted you to highlight that part? He opened his mouth and released the sword of the Spirit. And he's been training us to do the same. Well, guess what? When you open your mouth and release words that are in agreement with the scriptures, that's what you're doing. Whether you're talking to your children or to your pet or to your spouse or to someone else, our words carry power. Our words carry power. And they release health. They release health
Yes, they do. The Bible says they do. I think that's Proverbs chapter 16. Let me go over there and look right quick. Proverbs chapter 16. We need to understand that what we do here on earth matters in heaven. It matters in the spiritual realm. Amen. It matters. Amen. Verse 13. I think that I'm going in the right direction. I'll get there. Verse 13. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. When we say the right thing, God can move on that. Think about what I'm saying to you now. Think about what we're saying here. You see, Daniel came before God with some words. He came before God with some words. He didn't just show up, okay, here I am again. No, he had some words. And those words had impact in the spirit realm. Verse 21, the wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Standing is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. Verse 23, the wise of the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth. The heart of a wise person teaches his own mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bone. You're believing God for a healing of any kind. Your words matter because they're with you all the time. Verse 25, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Don't speak death over yourself out of a wrong attitude. Amen, out of a carnal attitude. A lot of us are believing God for health and prosperity and well-being. But our words have to line up with the scriptures. Amen. Some of us need to just be quiet until we learn to chasten our mouth. Some of us just need to be quiet. We need to be quiet until we can line our mouths up with what the Bible says. Remember, I've taught you in Amos 3:3 that two can't walk together unless they be agreed. Jesus Christ is the living word. If you're going to line up, you're going to have to line up with the word. Your mouth is going to have to line up with the word. You need that job to come through. Your mouth is going to have to line up with the word of God. Not just about the job, about everything. Amen? Because those words are spirit words. They are spirit words. And they have impact in the spirit realm. They have impact in the spirit realm. What you're praying for, you don't see yet. But it's coming towards you. It's been released to you. your mouth will either bring it to you or push it away from you. Your mouth and what comes out of it will either bring it to you or push it away from you. You see, Daniel released words to God that sent, that brought to him an answer from the throne of God with a messenger to see to it that he got it. But Daniel stayed in line with the scriptures. He humbled himself with prayer, fasting, and mourning. He got down to business with God so that what needed to be released in the supernatural realm to bring his answer from that realm into the natural realm finally took place. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. None of us are supposed to be operating out of terror and fear and intimidation. We're supposed to be rooted in the Word of God. We find our strength out of His Word and by His Spirit. We don't give full attention to the circumstances we see. No, our primary attention is on His Word, because His Word is more powerful than the natural. His Word is supernatural. It has greater power, value, and influence than the natural realm. And we need to learn to believe that. Amen? We need to learn to believe that. When we change our attitude, when we develop a scriptural attitude, we'll see answers sooner. Yes, we will. Because as you can see, the answer was released immediately. It just took a while to get here. It took a while for Daniel to get it. But Daniel didn't get off that fast. Daniel stayed right there till he got what he needed from the Lord. Amen? God wants us to develop a better attitude. God wants us to be more serious. God wants us where we stick with it until the answer comes. And we don't let up. We don't get distracted. We don't get disoriented. We don't get confused. We stick with Jesus and His Word. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, I hope you will recast this broadcast so that you can hear what you may have missed, even though I tried to slow down some so that you could hear it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to go take a couple of phone calls for a couple of minutes, and we're going to see what God's going to do with that. Amen? Area code 802. You're on the air in Jesus' name. Code 802. You need to speak up if you're going to talk. Amen. Going once, going twice. Praise the Lord. Area code 818.
Hi, Pastor.
Hi.
Hi. Well, God bless you. Lee is here with me. which was great timing. I sent an email, I don't know if you read it yet, about his like, complete and utter discouragement. And so, but he's here, so can I just put him on? He really needs prayer. He really needs some deliverance. He needs all of it. He's just in a really bad place right now.
Lee, what's going on?
Well, nothing's been fixed yet. The problem with Destiny is still outstanding. It's not getting fixed, and I've given up on God, to be honest with you. I've totally given up.
I don't think he really has. I think he's just really hurt and angry.
Well, let me explain something to you. There is no one that has more power than God, and if you're going to give up on him, it is definite that you will not ever get the answer you need. You know, you're going to have to learn to trust God more than you do. God does not operate on your level of understanding. And your situation is more complicated than you think.
That's true.
God is trying to develop faith in you so that you will be able to receive what he wants to send. But see, you want it right now. You want it this way, right here, right now. And if it doesn't fit in this little package, God's not paying me any attention. Let me ask you this. Have you fasted?
No.
Okay, that would be your fault, not God. We teach that here, and you know that.
I do.
We teach that, and we do it as a body, as a church, every month. And all the time that you have known us, you have had many opportunities to participate. And I rather think that if you have not participated up until this time, God is sending you a message that he's waiting for you to choose to participate. Amen?
Amen,
amen.
Pastor. Amen.
That's the way it is. There are some areas and attitudes in your life that God wants to work on. I said this to you a long time ago. But you have to process it God's way, not your way, his way. His way. And the very fact that he has brought you here means that that's part of what he wants done. He wants some true fasting and scripture study in your life, not just you fuming about what you want and what hasn't happened. Amen?
Amen.
So my suggestion to you, my recommendation to you is, number one, change your attitude. Number two, get with God in your prayer closet and begin a fast with him. It doesn't mean you don't eat for 6 months. That's not a fast. That's starvation. We do a fast here every single month. We put the instructions in the chat room. If you want the I'm sure there's a public library in your town. And in your public library, they have a computer with a printer. And chances are, if you have a library card, they will let you use it. So that you can go to the website, you can go to the chat room, you can get the instructions when we are doing that, and you can have it printed out. The librarian will help you to figure out how to get it done. So that you can join us in the fast. So that you can get the breakthroughs that you need, and so the answers can begin to come. But if you sit there and cop an attitude with God and get mad at God because things aren't working your way, guess what? You're just going to be sitting there waiting. You're going to have to let
go
of that stubbornness and that unwillingness to humble yourself. Mandatory.
Just truth.
So now, I'm giving you the answer you need, even though it's not the answer you want. But if you will take it and do what God says, he'll begin to work in ways you don't expect. He's already done some things for you. He's already done some things for you. Why don't you tell us about your eyes and how he's worked with your eyes?
Okay, he has done that, yes.
Your hip replacement miracle.
But what I'm asking for is the impossible right now.
So what?
Here's beyond the statute of limitations.
Did you understand what I just said, or don't you quite comprehend?
No, I do.
You need to explain the eye miracle. We want to hear about that right now.
Okay. I had severe cataracts. I let them go 10 years. And basically, I drove my bike in the curb at night because I couldn't see. I broke my hip. I got a new hip replacement. Now, he replaced the lens in the one eye. He has to do LASIK surgery for astigmatism, which hopefully would fix the one eye. Then I have the other one.
Even the doctor said that what happened with your healing from the hip was a miracle.
The doctor thought it was remarkable and unheard of that I recovered in 3 days.
From the hip.
In the hip.
He was climbing four flights of stairs in one day.
Well, praise the Lord. So now God has demonstrated his power to you. So now why would you now, having received these miracles from the Lord, act like God can't handle anything else?
Because all these negative signs are popping up to, you know, this.
I'll talk about how your aphid got healed too.
We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. Amen?
Amen.
So now it's time, Lee, for you to change your attitude and stop telling God what he can't do. Thing is, he made the entire universe. You're going to have to change that attitude. It's not going to work. You cannot go around telling God that he can't do this and he can't do that, and he can't, and he's already shown you that he can.
And now you still care because his spike was stolen. How he
you're
your place
all of that doubt and unbelief will take care of itself if you fast and pray and get in the Word. You are full of doubt and unbelief, even though God has clearly shown you he can handle it. You're going to have to learn to believe that when you come to God, you have to truly believe that he is God and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. You need a new attitude.
All right.
Amen?
I'll think about what you said very closely.
All right. Glad to hear from you, and congratulations on your miracles.
Thank you. I'll put Joanne back.
All right.
Thanks, Pastor. Thank you for the continued prayer for us. And when it comes to, like, deliverance of, I don't know, spirit of foolishness or anything, like, how...
Okay, we're not talking about that tonight. We're not dealing with that tonight. The Lord
okay,
has
so
spoken
is there anything
to
I need
what
to do?
He wants him to do.
Uh-huh. Okay, and me, I don't want to... I wrote you the letter about what I'm going through right now, and, you know, I don't want to say too much about that, but... I thank you. I'm really, really relieved that you got to talk to him. I was hoping you would.
Okay, now let
God
me say
lined it up for him to be here at this
let
time.
Let me say this to you. Those
sure.
beings that you're running into, I sent you a sermon about those kinds of beings.
Yes.
Now you need to get with the Holy Spirit so he can tell you what he wants you to do when you have those encounters.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay. I do.
And you need to follow his instructions to the letter. Those are not human beings.
I agree with you.
They are not human beings. All right?
I believe it. Yes. No, I saw it. Like I yes, I believe that 100%. So thank you. And I will do that. I'll recast it again and then and do that.
All right. Father, in the name
thank
of Jesus,
you, Pastor.
We thank you for how you changed our sister and how you're changing her life and how you're using her in your kingdom and that you are healing Lee and you're bringing him along in faith. Help him, Lord, to get the point. Help him to understand that he's actually hindering himself. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. And we thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name. God bless. See you later. Amen.
God bless you. Love you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning explosions near the Iranian city of Isfahan on Friday morning were Israeli strikes on a military airfield. At least that's what they're telling us. The New York Times claimed on Friday, citing anonymous sources. Neither Israel nor Iran has officially commented on the incident. Israel vowed to respond to last Saturday's drone and missile strike by Iran, self-reprisal for the April 1 bombing of the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria, that killed several senior officers of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Quds Force. Residents of the Iranian cities of Isfahan and Tabriz reported a series of blasts on Friday. According to the New York Times, three Iranian officials said that the military airbase near Isfahan was hit. The FARS news agency reported that the explosions were heard near the city's civilian airport. The sound was related to Isfahan's air defense systems firing at suspicious objects. Brigadier SM, senior army commander in Isfahan province, said on Friday, "We have not had any damage," he added. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi gave a speech later in the day praising last Saturday's strike on Israel but did not mention the explosion in Isfahan or Tabriz. According to Bloomberg, Israel had warned the U.S. in advance that it would strike Iran in the next 24 to 48 hours. This was a change from the April 1 attack on Syria when the White House was informed after the airstrike was already underway. Iran vowed to punish Israel but waited 12 days to do so while warning the U.S. to stay out of it. Tehran also publicly accused the U.N. of not doing its job to mete out justice, claiming Iran had been left with no choice but to strike back. Unnamed Israeli officials told British-based media that West Jerusalem would strike at Iran's nuclear facilities in case of an attack, but that now appears to have been a psychological operation intended to deter Tehran. The International Atomic Energy Agency said on Friday that there had been no damage to nuclear sites in Iran. The agency had called for extreme restraint from everybody. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Amen. That's right. So we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning global prices for crude oil jumped by as much as 3.5% shortly after Israel carried out a series of strikes on Iran in the early hours of Friday. Both oil benchmarks soared over $3 a barrel in early trading before retreating. By 12 o'clock, whatever time that is, Brent crude oil futures for June delivery were down by 50 cents, $86.63 per barrel. The May contract for U.S. West Texas Intermediate dropped 43 cents or 0.52% to $82.30 per barrel. Israel launched an attack on Iranian territory in the early morning hours, a senior U.S. official confirmed in an interview with ABC News. Al Jazeera reported that Iranian state television had also confirmed the strikes and that the air defenses had been activated. Flights across several areas, including Tehran and Isfahan, were suspended. The attack, the latest tit-for-tit exchange between the two nations, came nearly a week after Iran unleashed a barrage of 300 aerial drones and missiles on Israel. The shelling was conducted in response to a suspected Israeli strike on an Iranian consular building in Syria that killed, including three senior Iranian military officers. Tehran believes Israel was behind the bombing, although West Jerusalem has neither claimed nor denied responsibility. Iran is the world's seventh largest oil producer, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, and the third largest OPEC member. It produces around 3.2 million barrels of crude per day, and last year ranked as the world's second largest source of oil supply growth after the U.S. The spike in oil prices is seen by analysts as self-evident market reaction to mounting concerns about a renewed escalation of hostilities between Israel and Iran. Rising geopolitical risk premiums translate to a risk-off environment at this juncture with a heightened risk of oil supply disruption, at least in the short term. Kelvin Wong, an analyst on OANDA in Singapore, told Reuters. Earlier this week, energy experts at Bank of America, guess who's in the midst of this, warned that an all-out war between Israel and Iran, which will inevitably impact energy infrastructure and disrupt Iranian crude supplies, is expected to drive oil prices up by $30 to $40 per barrel. We're not receiving the fear report in Jesus' name. Increased tensions in the region could also jeopardize shipping through the Strait of Hormuz between Oman and Iran. About a fifth of the world's total oil supply passes through the crucial shipping route. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning a small group of Republican lawmakers threw the House into chaos last year. They voted to get rid of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. They were successful, leaving the House in gridlock for weeks. McCarthy not only stepped down but resigned from Congress completely. As the dust settled, Republicans voted for little-known Congressman Mike Johnson. Republicans promised Johnson would be the America First speaker that McCarthy, but Johnson is turning out to be more of an ally of the Democrats than McCarthy ever was. He just gave Biden a huge gift, more funding for the endless Ukraine war. And he dropped the only promise he made to Republicans. One news source says the border won't be secured this year after House Speaker Mike Johnson proposed a deal that breaks border security off from the little leverage Republicans had, leaving it to drift into the void. Republican leadership's plan is to pass funding for Ukraine's and Israel's wars, as well as a bill forcing TikTok to divest from its Chinese owner. Oh, and the Rules Committee, Johnson said in his Wednesday statement, will also be posting text on a border security bill that includes the core components of H.R. 2 under a separate rule that will allow for amendments. Republicans had a little bit of leverage to pass border security. Joe Biden wanted more funding for Ukraine. Speaker Johnson could have held his ground, saying he wouldn't support Ukraine funding without security for the border. Instead, he seemed to cave to Democrats and support a bill that funds Ukraine and Israel, bans a social app, and takes money from Russian bank accounts while pushing other foreign aid. Missing from this bill is funding or measures to end the border crisis. We'll remind you that Biden's border crisis has resulted in nearly 8 million illegal aliens from South America, Asia, Africa, and other places entering the country, overwhelming cities and communities worldwide. Yet Biden and the Democrats have prioritized Ukraine over this massive crisis. Speaker Johnson had vowed to make the border his top concern, but by removing border funding from this bill, he is giving Democrats everything they want up front. There is no reason for Democrats to turn around and support another bill that provides security for the border. Johnson is doing what Joe Manchin did in 2022, support a bill that makes Democrats happy in exchange for something else. But Manchin never got that something else, and he was blasted by voters back home. That doomed Manchin's political career, leading to his retirement from the Senate. Will this move do the same to Mike Johnson? We don't know, but he is shaping up to be much worse than Speaker McCarthy. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning a Democratic state lawmaker openly praised Satanists during a February hearing at the Arizona Senate about a bill banning demonic displays in public. According to news sources, Democratic State Senator Juan Mendez reportedly welcomed representatives of the Satanic Temple in the halls of the upper chamber. He told everyone present that the State Senate was graced by the presence of the Satanic Temple's ministers and members. The Satanic group was there to testify against the escalating Satanism by preserving essential core traditions or respect act introduced by State Senator Jake Hoffman, a Republican. Mendez bragged that the Satanic Temple practices non-theistic Satanism divorced from superstition without any beliefs in gods or devils. They practice the religious values of compassion, justice, bodily autonomy, free speech, science, humility, and noble action. As an organized religion, they actively do outreach and community service and participate in public affairs where their issues might benefit from their rational satanic insights. The mission of the Satanic Temple is to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people. They embrace practical common sense and justice, and they are guided by their conscience to undertake noble pursuits that fulfill their religious values. The Respect Act would have banned satanic memorials, statues, altars, or displays, or any other method of representing or honoring Satan from being erected on public property. All members of the Arizona Senate's Committee on Government present during the hearing, save for Mendez, voted in favor of the bill. However, the Respect Act ultimately failed when two Republicans broke ranks with the party and joined Democrats in voting against it. As LifeSite News has reported, the Satanic Temple presents itself as an atheistic, non-religious organization that doesn't actually worship the devil. It engages in various stunts, such as erecting statues of Baphomet on public property, hosting after-school Satan clubs in elementary schools, arguing for a religious liberty right to abortion, and agitating for the LGBT cause. The Satanic Temple says it embraces Satan's name as a symbol of the eternal rebel in opposition to arbitrary authority. The group says on its website, "We do not promote a belief in a personal Satan. To embrace the name Satan is to embrace rational inquiry, removed from supernaturalism and archaic tradition based on superstitions. Satanists should actively work to hone critical thinking and exercise reasonable agnosticism in all things. Our beliefs must be malleable to the best current scientific understandings of the material world, never the reverse." Yet simultaneously promotes ritual abortions and unbaptism ceremonies. It also says on its website, the Satanic Temple does not have any required rituals, but some members choose to participate in rituals that they find personally meaningful and admits one such ritual is a black mass, which the Satanic Temple says is a celebration of blasphemy, which can be an expression of personal liberty and freedom. As an organized religion, they actively do outreach and community service and participate in public affairs where their issues, where the issues might benefit from their rational satanic insights, Mendez continued. The mission of the Satanic Temple is to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people. They embrace practical common sense and justice. They are guided by their conscience to undertake noble pursuits that fulfill their religious values, again, particularly of compassion and free speech. So I welcome them to the floor today, and we'll hear from them later on in government committee. Thank you. Democratic Senator Juan Mendez shows his support for worshiping the devil as he proudly honors and welcomes Satanists and their satanic ministry to the Senate today. Senator Hoffman, aberrant and disgusting that Americans can go to jail for knocking over satanic memorial, but no consequence for filming gay sex in the U.S. Capitol room. During the committee hearing, Hoffman defended the constitutionality of the Respect Act, arguing that Satan himself is not a religion and that the bill would simply ban displays honoring the devil on public property. It is a desecration of our public property in the United States of America and in the state of Arizona for a satanic display, memorial, statue, altar to be on public property, he said. It is legally and constitutionally suspect to argue that Satan, someone who is universally known to be an explicit enemy of God, is somehow a religion, Hoffman said. That is just an absolutely ludicrous statement to make. The antithesis of religion is Satan, Hoffman told Mendez earlier during the hearing. The bill is communicating that lawmakers respect the people of this state and reject escalating Satanism, Hoffman emphasized. Mendez argued it unfairly targeted Satanism. A member of the Satanic, a number of the Satanic Temple members and supporters visible on the recording of the committee meeting were still wearing COVID masks, trying to cover up their faces, eh? And Mendez kept his on during the hearing, too. We do and have already been performing Satanic rituals on public property. For one, my wedding happened at Catalina National Forest. Oliver Spires, who identified himself as a Satanist and minister for the Satanic Temple, testified, "We've been participating in Tucson in all the All Souls procession, and we have and do use an altar during that procession." At the end of the hearing, Hoffman said that the real threat to the First Amendment is the aggressive atheists at organizations like the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They send cease and desist letters to pastors who might be asked to come open a meeting with prayer, a prayer whether it be in Allah's name or Jesus Christ's name. But they send cease and desist letters to try to prohibit free speech, he said. The people that this audience are cheering on are the ones trying to infringe free speech. This happened to me. I was going to pray at the East Valley Prayer Breakfast, and guess what? I sure as hell did pray at the East Valley Prayer Breakfast, because you will not trample my right to free speech. Your right to speak is very different from your ability to post an altar to Satan on public property, Hoffman concluded. You know, I find it ironic that in Iowa you can knock over a satanic display and you can go to jail for that, but yet at the U.S. Capitol you can have a gay sex orgy in a government building and there is zero consequence. That is aberrant and disgusting. In Arizona, I am going to fight to make sure that we do not have satanic memorials and altars and displays honoring Satan on public property. With that, I vote A. In December 2023, the Satanic Temple of Iowa set up a statue of Baphomet in the state capitol after receiving permission to do so. A Navy veteran who previously ran for Congress in Mississippi destroyed it and was charged with a hate crime for doing so. Now, if you've been with the ministry for any length of time, you'll remember that years ago when they had this restaurant and they're going to put this statue, they were going to have this celebration about erecting this statue of Baphomet in the Detroit area. And I brought it to Blog Talk and we prayed about it. And that restaurant owner, after many pastors went by there to talk to him, decided that he would not sponsor. So I'm certain they erected it somewhere, but it wasn't going to be that big bash and celebration that they had planned at that restaurant. Amen. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications of the righteous judge concerning lingering disagreements over a controversial surveillance program had Senate leadership scrambling on April 19th to strike a deal before the midnight deadline to reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. We're still trying to see if there's a path to getting this bill done quickly, but disagreements remain on how to proceed. Our work is not done, so we're going to keep at it. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on the Senate floor, "We want to get FISA done as soon as we can because it's very important for our national security. But as everyone knows, any one member can halt progress in this chamber. So both sides need to fully cooperate if we want to get FISA done. If passed, the Reforming Intelligence and Securing America Act would reauthorize Section 702 for 2 years. Proponents of the bill say it's crucial to protect national security. The threats to American security are flashing red, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said. Our adversaries are as intent as ever on sowing chaos and violence, and a vote to send this critical legislation back to the House today is a vote to make their job easier. The Senate must not let Section 702 go dark. FISA Section 702 authorizes intelligence agencies to conduct warrantless surveillance of foreign nationals overseas. But the FBI's rampant misuse of the tool to spy on U.S. citizens has alarmed those on both ends of the political spectrum. Senator Ron Wyden, rising to voice his objections to the bill, described it as a very substantial and dangerous expansion of the federal government's warrantless surveillance authority. One provision of the bill, he noted, expands the list of electronic service providers that the federal government could compel to provide the communications of U.S. citizens who are suspected of having contacted foreign targets. You don't have to change the targeting rules to threaten Americans' privacy, Mr. Wyden said. If the government thinks that its foreign targets are communicating with people in the United States, they can go right to the source, phone lines, servers that transmit or store those communications. Republicans and Democrats alike have voiced support for requiring intelligence agencies to obtain a warrant, for which they would need to show probable cause to believe a crime was committed, to view the communications of U.S. citizens. But Senator John Cornyn argued that adding such a requirement would decimate the effectiveness of Section 702. Section 702 provides the agility we need to stay ahead, Mr. Cornyn said on the Senate floor. Requiring a warrant for every inquiry into lawfully collected information in the 702 database would significantly hinder the ability to respond to emerging threats. The senator touted the measure before the Senate as a reform bill that, even without a warrant provision, addresses many of the issues that have been raised about Section 702 in its current form. Specifically, the bill narrows the list of those allowed to authorize and search the FISA 702 database, prohibits the tool's use to collect evidence of a crime, and institutes new requirements on applications to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court that targets U.S. persons. The measure also strengthens penalties for illegal inquiries and makes it easier for Congress to conduct oversight of the program. Mr. Cornyn further charged that if Section 702 were not reauthorized, the United States intelligence capabilities would take a hit. There's no question about it. The White House, listen now, the White House has taken the same position on the bill. So you know right there what this really is. Earlier this week, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan put out a statement applauding Senate leadership for moving swiftly toward a vote on the measure. This legislation, which passed the House with robust bipartisan support, ensures that the U.S. government has the tools to protect our national security while dramatically enhancing protections for privacy and civil liberties, he said. We call on the Senate to quickly send the bill to the president's desk. The bill has already passed the House. If approved by the Senate, it will head to the White House for signing by the end of the day. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Amen, amen. We want to thank our God for everything he does on our behalf, because, yes, they're going to break the rules and do whatever they want to do. And they're not going to want to give any warrant because they're not going to want any accountability. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall, we're ready to pray.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving Jesus all power in heaven and earth. We thank you, Father God, for the many, many extraordinary answers to prayers you've already provided for those at Miracle Net Church, Father God, in global matters, including what happened with the Brexit thing in the United Kingdom, Father God. We thank you, Father God. People don't want to have to be under the thumb of unelected in central intelligence type agencies globally, Father God, not just the United States, all over the world. And we thank you, Father, we can come boldly before your throne of grace. We thank you for many times you've heard our prayers. We give you praise and honor and glory. And you said, Father God, rejoice in the Lord always, just when things are going your way. No, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, that your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. We're not supposed to be biting our nails. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which was the past, it passes all understanding. You mean I can't figure it out? Nope. Passes all understanding. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Father, we know we're in a psychological warfare right now. Some military veterans have pointed out we're actually in World War IV, which is a psychological warfare. So we bind every one of those ungodly spirits trying to control people's hearts and minds in Jesus' name, because death and life is in the power of the tongue. And we want to hide the Word of God in our hearts, Father God, because many years ago, I prayed with my daughter in a very simple little thing. She lost some sunglasses, didn't know where they were. And so we stood on Matthew 18:19. Two of you on earth agree, touching anything you ask, it shall be done, my Father which is in heaven. Father, we ask you to show my daughter, Sarah, where her sunglasses were. And we thanked him for it. And she knew the basics. She had to keep thanking him and not to waver, not to waver. If we waver, like it says in James, we're like the wind of the sea, tossed to and fro. We're not going to get anything from the Lord. We can't say, oh, I thought he was going to do it. Oh, I guess not. Shucks. We can't do that. So she stood fast. And what happened when she stood fast? She kept saying, and 2 weeks later, after we prayed, she said, Mom, here's my empty sunglass case. I'm going to put it in my car so I know where the case is when I get the sunglasses back. 3 weeks later, she's the only one that had a key to that car, and she found the sunglasses in that case when she opened it. So, Father, you can do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. I have no clue how you did that, Lord, and you've answered many other prayers, Father God, and it was just standing on your word without wavering. So, Father God, we're standing on your word without wavering because you're faithful who promised. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. He said, two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done, my Father who is in heaven. Father, we thank you for all you've already done. We thank you for quickly exposing what the enemy has been trying to do all over the earth, Father God, and we give you praise and honor and glory for what you've already done and continuing to do. And you said over in, it's in Matthew 10:26, but also in Mark 4:22, and several other places. Mark, where is that, Lord? Should have it memorized, don't. Cut it up, said it, but 4:22, I can find it. Help me, Lord. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For there's nothing hid that shall not be manifest, neither anything kept secret that shall be not be known and come abroad. So we come before your throne of grace, Father, and we ask you, Father God, for your help and your adjudications, Father God, in every one of these areas, Father God, as we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace, casting all of our care upon you, because you care for us. Because I can't figure anything out, Father God, apart from you. Jesus, apart from me, you can do nothing. I can't drool apart from Jesus. He's the one who spoke these gorgeous hunk of dust, and we're made in God's image. And guess what? God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, not wavering. God is true. He's faithful who promised. Cut up with them. We give you praise and honor and glory for what you've done, are doing, and going to do, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you because of the blood of the covenant. We thank you, Father God, for those people that are trying to, not just in Arizona and the U.S. Congress and other places, Father God. It says in your word, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. We don't go bellyaching, crying. Unto thee do we give thanks. And unto thee do we give thanks, so that thy name is near because of the blood of covenant. Thy wondrous works declare his name is written in blood on our lips and in our heart, as long as we don't waver. For the hand of the Lord, where is it? Oh, it's in verse 6 and 7 of Psalm 75. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, nor people are trying to change ballots. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. So, Father, we ask for adjudications. Every one of these items that Brother Bill was so kind to post and that Pastor Sabrina was so nice to read through very clearly, and we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the many times you've already answered our prayers, and we give you praise and honor and glory. We ask for your adjudications, Father God, concerning what's going on over there between Israel and Iran, Father God. And we know some of this looks like it could be people are trying to fast forward to the book of Revelation, or maybe it's part of it. I don't know. But, Father God, we do cancel all the word curses spoken by those that are trying to wish nasty things to happen, Father God, all over the earth, Father God, because Satan loves to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Father, for all these different situations, not just what's going on with Israel and Iran and how it affects the oil prices globally, which affects a lot of other things, not just the price of filling up one person's tank of gas. No. How do people get food and things shipped around the world? How do they get food sent to their grocery store? Oh, they're delivered in trucks. Oh, they all have electric big trucks? No, they don't. And even if they did, where do they get the energy for the electric trucks? And they don't usually have enough power to bring all that stuff to the grocery stores every 2 days or so, Father God. And people like to eat occasionally. Not everybody's fasting 24/7. We don't do that. But we thank you, Father God. Our strength comes from you. It doesn't come from a little piece of a Wonder Bread or something. The wonderful bread that we got is the one that came down from heaven, the living bread from heaven, the Lord Jesus. That's the pure bread. It's not tainted with glyphosate or whatever it's called, Roundup, or any of these other nasty things. We thank you, Father God, for the pure living bread from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came in the flesh, and he suffered and died in the flesh so that we could have dominion on the earth in his name, because as joint heirs with Christ, we bind you, Satan. We bind every one of your underlings, every spirit, so you can kill, steal, and destroy. Every mind control spirit behind all these different secret agencies that are accountable to no one. And just because the Senate and whatever, the Congress wanted to flex their muscle just a little bit and make them accountable by reining in FISA, which is being used horrifically against Americans, actual real Americans, Father God, in Jesus' name, and trying to sort of overlook, several 8 million people came across the border, from China and other places, from Venezuela, and some of them anyway. But we're not into control by fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And these people from Arizona, this person, Father God, I don't know if you can save Juan Mendez or not. Even Katy Perry, who I remember hearing Pat Holliday's talk recently when we had that recast of that wonderful message, she said she used to be a Christian, but then she quote openly admitted she sold her soul to the devil. I don't know if Mendez did this or not, and he's pretending to make it all nicey-nice, but it's not nicey-nice. But, Father, we thank you that you're exposing very quickly what the game plan is, Father God. But behind all of this, your hand is not too short to save, and we give you praise and honor and glory, Father, for what you have done, are doing, and going to do even now in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for they have seen violence and strife in the city. That's what they want. They want violence and strife, but you control their tongues. You're the Most High. You control everything. We give you praise and honor and glory. The wicked have drawn out the sword, like it says in Psalm 37:14. They've bent their bows to cast down the poor and needy, to slay such as be of upright conversation, even that guy that went against Mendez in Arizona. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. That's what you said in your word. I just stood on your word for my daughter to get her sunglasses back, and she did. And Pat Holliday standing on your word when Trump was running for office in 2016, and he get into the office? He did. Maybe it was not all just a coincidence that the Pope said if anybody votes for Hillary, they're going to be excommunicated. That might have helped a little bit, because who knows whose side the Pope was on, because he found out Hillary wanted to get rid of all religion, especially anything that looked like Christian religion. That's why, who was it? The guy, Barack Hussein Obama. Obama, could have about that. What does that mean? Like lightning? Jesus saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So, Father God, we know Satan's down on the earth, and he's rushing around, and he's very, very angry. He knows his time is really, really short, and he wants to get rid of many people as possible. That the Christians to be backsliding like Katy Perry did, to Father God, many Christians can just repent. You love the backsliders, not the ones that have sold their soul to the devil necessarily, but you love the backsliders who can genuinely repent, Father God. We ask you to wake up those in the body of Christ who call themselves Christians, but they're still living for the devil day by day. Those people that are saying, oh, well, you know, I have to get my cappuccino from Starbucks, where what? They worship the marine spirits, Father God. Even some of my family. Oh, Father God, deliver those and all of our families. You said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you'll be sozo in your household. You'll be saved, healed, delivered, preserved, made whole in your household. And you said, what shall I render unto the Lord for his benefits to me? Over in Psalm 116, verse 12, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. What does that name mean? Oh, that's the name above all names. That's the name of Jesus. Every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. Not just Mendez, not just Biden. If Biden's even still in his earthly body, maybe just one of his puppets, the different earlobes, the different whatever. Those different people, Father God, we know this is all smoke and mirrors. It's all actors. Like the head of Ukraine was an actor, Father God, and a rather demented one. Father, from what I hear, I don't know. I'm not here to accuse anybody. I'm not here to blame anybody. Maybe he can repent and be saved. He's been closing down all the Orthodox churches over there. Father, we know there's a battle globally. It's not just the United States. It's not just Canada. It's not just Great Britain or any place in Europe. But they're coming particularly against all those places where Christianity used to be widely practiced. But people are kind of like the latest in church. They think they're fat, dumb, and happy. And they think, well, you know, I've got my 401K. I've got my whatever. I've got my car. I've got my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't need to worry about anything. But, Father, we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God shall man live. And we thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers. We thank you for your mercies that are new every day. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound from our position seated in heavenly places, according to Ephesians 2:6, according to Proverbs 18:10, according to the end of Psalm 91. Because he set his love upon me, we set our love upon you, Heavenly Father. Because you sent your Son to be that substitute and sacrifice for our sins. You set him forth to be a propitiation for our sins. Why did you set him on that tree? Why did he have to be like that candlestick? Because the people that sit in the darkness have seen a great light. What is that great light? That is Jesus, the light who's come into the world. And was he widely accepted by the Pharisees and Sadducees of his day? No, he was rejected too by some of these people who claimed to be so terribly, terribly smart, Father God. But Father God, you gave Jesus all power in heaven and earth. For you said, thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. In Isaiah 9:4, for every battle of the war is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. The blood of Jesus represents the fire of God. For if we die with him, we shall also live with him. For I am crucified with Christ. Did God provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering? Was Jesus, with the matzah, was burned up? It's got little holes and pierced and striped just like Jesus' body. Was he the hidden Alfie Coleman like the Jewish people talk about? A Passover's coming up this coming Tuesday. Actually, it starts Monday night at sundown. What is the Passover? This is one of the few times Passover and Resurrection Sunday are not exactly on the same time frame because they're on a different calendar. Jewish people are on a different calendar. And some of these people who call themselves Jews are not. They're worse than the synagogue of Satan. We bind the synagogue of Satan. We bind every one of those demonic spirits trying to operate. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven from our position. Also in the third heavens, in Jesus, and we command them to know further flow of power from the communication of the demons down there. The second heavens, the first heavens, Father, rescue, close every portal and every opening that's been trying to open, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, that the person was going to use CERN to try and open portals during the eclipse, that he suddenly died, was just suddenly taken out. We think of the white hats, some people say, are working behind those things to do things that we don't fully understand. But our times are in your hands. We thank you, Father God. You're the one who saved those who believe, and even those who are totally clueless about what's going on in the world. We thank you for opening our eyes to see what you're doing, Father God. You're resurrecting. You're resurrecting the body of Christ in the United States and all over the Europe, all over North America, Father God. And we pray for those. You told us to pray for the heathen, Father God. You're giving us a lot of people to pray for, Father God. And you're bringing to this nation. I met a man who was a wonderful Christian. He said this church on the edge of this major metropolitan area in the Northeast, they have people from like 50 different nations in this one church. He said, you don't have to be a missionary to travel all over. They come right here. So, Father, we thank you for bringing the heathen here so we can witness to them. We ask you to save multitudes in the valley of decision, Father. But those who refuse to repent, we thank you for giving us that power and authority, not because we're the Pope. or the Archbishop of Canterbury or anything like that. No, we take the battle to the gate. What is the gate? Jesus is the door. He is the gate. He is the gate of heaven, like it says in Genesis 49:17. And we thank you, Father God. Absolute victory comes even as happened to Esther when she came before her husband, the king, who could have had her beheaded instantly because he didn't request her presence. That's when people had an incredible reverence for the ruler that was placed there. And the Most High rules in the kingdom of man, give to whomsoever he will, like it says in Daniel chapter 4. Thank you, Father God.
When I was just a child, I heard a beautiful story. How you loved me so much that you died on Calvary. And though I claimed you way back then, and read all my dreams, things haven't changed. No, you're still the same. You still love me.
Faith that Jesus has, that you have like a faith in the Son of God. God set forth the propitiation based on his blood. Father God is faithful in the blood of God. Jesus, the same power Father God has. By that blood, by that light, by that irrepressible light. We don't need to need solar flares or anything else. We don't need the sun or the moon. Jesus is the light of the temple. We thank you, Jesus, in our life in this dark time. In Jesus' name, all the things that amen and amen. We thank you for delivering us all in Jesus' name. Your arms are too short to say. You could ask, and we ask, and we receive deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.